that court. No chairs, we just had this trail of chairs going down. You know, you think about things like that, the word parishes, and the other funny things that we can think of. And also remembering that God indeed allows us to laugh. We take things seriously, but also we're allowed to laugh in church. But again, like I said, I really felt I had been blessed by being here with you, and I missed you. I'll be back at St. Albans for the next four Sundays, but I'll be starting off at the St. James Church in Schuylkill, Maine. You know, so retirement is a wonderful thing, and it's not boring. you, although I used an extra prayer at the beginning of the service today. I just wanted to go through that. Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Whenever there is a transition in one's life, families and so forth, there's sometimes a little bit of a tension of worrying about, you know, what does the future hold? Okay, so we pray for this parish family as you look towards the future and for the election of a new rector. We have an interim will be starting, and you know, that will give a sense of some stability for a period of time, but you know, one of the things when you don't know from week to week and month to month, it's like, okay, what's happening next? So we need that sense of stability, and that's where a parish always needs to pull together and be there for each other. Strengthen the faithful. Well, I like that. The hymn that we just finished singing, that's been wonderful. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. That is important. It's always to be focused on the lordship and authority of Jesus Christ and knowing that he indeed is with us through all things. Arouse the careless. That's a good one. You know, sometimes in interim periods, people kind of disappear a little bit. I'm sure that you all think of people who you don't see very frequently. So there's something about praying for the people who are not regular in attendance to return and to come to worship and share in the fellowship and a blessed sacrament within Christ's holy church. Because, you know, sometimes people can become complacent. You know, you skip a Sunday, and then it's like, well, skip last week. Maybe I won't go this week. And that happens. And very sad it happens in a lot of churches. And restore the penitent. Now, that's something really important, is forgiveness. And you know what I was thinking? If I think back to days when I was in secular employment, and I used to have to worry about whom I scheduled to work with who because of people getting into arguments and things. And I remember confronting some people and saying, what's the problem between the two of you? Well, we had a fight. I said, what was it about? They didn't remember. But still, you know, time to pull together. Grant all things necessary for common life in God's house, and to bring all to be of one heart and mind within that body. That doesn't mean that people have to agree on everything, but there's the old thing, we can agree to disagree, but still be in love and charity one with another. Especially when you think of the time of transition as you look to the future of St. Luke's Church. I give that admonition to truly work together for the sake of the kingdom of God in this place. See, now what I'm going to do is our scriptures today are very, very powerful. get on the right page as to who we are going to worship. And one of my favorite passages of scripture is that simple, simple line of Joshua. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord, not serve the whims of the world, but serve according to God's living word. And the best part about this is the response of the people when Joshua gave that mission. The response was, we know who our God is, and we will be faithful and serve the one true God. And that's one of the most vital things within the life of the church, is having our focus on one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, making our God known to a world so desperately in need of the good news of salvation that comes through Jesus. Now, Ephesians, in reading today from Ephesians, we have to remember, Paul is in chains. He is in prison, and he is still writing this powerful message to the people of Ephesus. Put on the whole armor of God and fight off the wiles of the devil. Fight off the evil. It is so important to remember that putting on that armor of God and the helmet of salvation gives us the protection of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now I have to ask the question, I ask this at 8 o'clock. How many here ever read the book Pilgrim's Progress? I knew you were. How many others? Okay, that's a powerful book. I happen to have kind of an animated video of it because I was using Christian education. This book is an old book by John Bunyan, and it was known to be one of the most popular books to read right next to the Bible because of the gospel message, and this passage of scripture in Ephesians is what that book has been based on. And it's the story of Christian, man having struggles in his life, realizing that he needed to do something to get things right. And Christian wound up facing opposition because he stood up for what the Word of God says. The people made fun of him and thought he was a nut. His own family rejected him. And the path seemed to be really rough in trying to do the will of God. And Christian, in his journey, wound up carrying a very heavy load. It seemed like the load he was carrying, the burdens were getting heavier and heavier. As he was going along, trying to search for God's truth, the journey was sometimes confusing, and the temptations of the world were all there. And of course, you know, the devil likes to make the stuff look good, the stuff that tempts us. Now, I don't know how many of you remember Flip Wilson, Geraldine Jones. But the devil made me do it! You know, it's easy to blame the devil because we don't have to let the devil take over in our lives because we can be guided by the truth. But here, Christian is going through all of these things, and then there's the people good ones, and it seems like the bad guys are a little bit more attractive. And he's led to two ways to choose from to travel. There's the very broad way and the narrow way. And the broad way contained all of the stuff in the world that leads us away from God. And then there was the narrow way. The Christian chose to go through that narrow way, carrying his burden. And as he traveled along the narrow way, to find the Christian at the foot of the cross. And him begging for mercy, saying, "What must I do?" Then he poured his heart out to Jesus, who suddenly then was the image, is the image of that cumbersome baggage just falling off of his back, and him being set free. And then there is the journey that continues with more trials and tribulations. Christian had to then cross over a body of water. And as he crossed and went through, he realized he reached the other side, the celestial city, in the presence of God. You see, in your lives, there are trials and tribulations. Yes, even with the transition in church, you have things to deal with. And that's why I admonish you to be there, each of you, for each other, and for the Lord. In the gospel, we hear of Jesus very much putting it out. Joshua, we had a challenge. In the gospel, there is a challenge. And there were those who were listening to the words of Jesus saying, "We're not sticking this out. We're out of here." That can be a temptation to say, "I'm out of here." Jesus point blank says to the disciples, "Do you wish to go away also?" And Peter, who was one of my favorite ones to pick on, since I was rector of St. Peter's, and always used to say, St. Peter always stuck his foot in his mouth, but yet somehow found redemption. Peter's response to Jesus was, "To whom can we possibly go? We will not leave you. You are the Messiah. You are the Holy One of God. There is no other way to go." The Lord sent his Holy Spirit upon the people of St. Luke's during this time of transition. May Jesus always be at the center of your lives. May you work and go forth from this place to make the Savior known, and to praise him every day of your lives, and to trust that for your future, God will send you the priest that you need. Pray earnestly for God's direction. Amen. they look